And now we move to Hilchas, well, L, right? We go to
What
Halachas.
was it?
Till Dalet, you said?
Yes, Aleph to Dalet, including
Okay.
Dalet.
So now we start Chodesh El, and then we'll finish Be'ez Hashem with after Sukkot, the cycle ends the last day of Simchas Torah. Right? I think, or maybe Yisroch, whatever it is. Dine Chodesh El by test Zayin Se'ifim. So Mirash Chodesh Aleph, Mirash Chodesh El, Arach, Yom Kippurim, have Yemei Ratzon. From Rosh Chodesh El until after Yom Kippur are considered days of Ratzon. Even though, of course, Hashem takes tshuva from His people whenever they want to become akum yamim elu muvcharim yoiser umuzumanim letshuva liyosim yemei rachmim v'yeratzon. These days are more; these are like the choice times to do tshuva. Ki b'Rosh Chodesh El, all what happened. Rosh Chodesh El, all the Moshe Har Sinai lekabel luchos shnius. Rosh Chodesh El, Moshe went up to Har Sinai to mekabel the second luchos. Finished Hashem mem yoim, and he stayed there 40 days. V'yarad v'yud v'tishrei, and he came down on Yom Kippur. Shaya Oz Gemar Kapara. That was the end of the Kapara. Umin Oz Huktashu Yamim Elul Yemei Ratzon. Since Moshe Rabbeinu's times, since those were the 40 days for the second Luchas, and that's when everything Klal Yisrael got straightened out, the strained everything out. So those became 40 days of days where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was more open to accepting our tshuva. V'yam Yud B'Tishrei L'yam HaKippurim, and then the last day. Right, the climax would be on Yom Kippur. The majority of places they fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh El. Yom Kippur Katan, and they do Yom Kippur Katan, meaning even if they don't do it on other months, but on Erev Rosh Chodesh El, many do it. Kidei sheyachinu libam l'tshuva, so that they should prepare their hearts for tshuva. V'imchol Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbes. And if Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, makdim liyam hei shalafan, if you move it to Thursday. Harizal kasav, asher lo tzado ve'lekim ina liyode v'samti l'cha. Right? And Harizal says that somebody who did not trap, and Hashem caused a mistake to happen, and Hashem, v'samti l'cha, and I gave you a place to run to Golos. That's where we know that the concept of somebody who kills somebody, b'shoigig, can run away to be protected. He goes to the city, Ari Miklat. Then the relatives who are very upset at him for killing their relative, even though it was by mistake, so that's where he escapes to. So that the Rashi Tevis Elul, right? Vasher Loi. Well, I'm sorry. Well, you have to mix up the letters. So it's Rosh Tevis of El. Loimer ki chaydish zehu eis ratzon lekabel tshuva al chataim shazim b'chol shana. That El is the time to do tshuva for everything wrong that we did all year. V'gam remez shegam al hashkaga is tzarech lasis tshuva b'chaydish zeh. And it's also a remez that also on the mistakes you need to do tshuva on this month. Meaning tshuva is not just for things that you do on purpose. You have to ask tshuva for things that you do by mistake. Those that darshan things that are written, says, right, and Hashem will give a bris to your heart and the heart of your children. Rashi Tevas El, that's also Rashi Tevas El. V'chein ani l'daidi v'daidi li. I'm to my friend is to me. Rashi Tevas El. V'chein ish l'riyeh matonis l'vyayinim. Rashi Tevitz El, Remez, L'shoysh Dvarim Heim, these are all hints to three things, Tshuva, Tfila, Utsedaka. Shetzrichin Lizdoriz, Behem, B'chaydesh Zeh, Umal Hashem, V'raim is L'tshuva, Ani L'daydi, Raim is L'tfila, Shirinas Daydim, that is the praise of those who love each other, Ish L'Reo, Matanas of Yainim, is Raim is L'tzedaka. So therefore, with all these different Rashi Tevitz, you have a representation of Tshuva, Tfila, and Tzedakah. Beis. Knowing and Litkaya Shayfa B'chaydish Zeh, the meaning is to blow Shayfa in this month. Maschilim B'yayim Beis Rosh Chodesh. We start the second day Rosh Chodesh. V'taykin B'chol Yom L'acha Tfila Shachris. And you blow every day after Shachris. And Ramosha writes that if you didn't do it by Shachris, you do it by Mincha. T'kiyas Shvarim Tshuva U'tkiyah. Chutz Mi'er Rosh Hashanah, Mafsikin B'y, except by Rosh Hashanah, we stop. Right, most people think the reason why we stop is to mix up the Satan. That's true, but that's not the main reason. The main reason is to give us a day off so we know that whatever was blown during Elul is a minig, and was blown on Rosh Hashanah is legit. And that you do that this year. You do it this year, even though we're not blowing on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. What are you saying?
It's a chiv on the yachid. It's a chiv on the yachid or a chiv on the tzibur. I would, if I missed, I would blow it home myself.
It's a hak in the Paiskim. It seems like it's a chiv on the tzibur, but it's not a chiv.
The tzibur should do it by mincha. Now, if I miss that, I don't go at home and start blowing.
But you can blow yim. No, it doesn't
I
cost
could. I'm
anything.
saying it's not. Right. You have
The to inspire you to do tshuva. That is the nature of a shofar to get you. It makes you scared, right? The same thing with a siren. An emergency vehicle has a siren. Why? Because that siren somehow makes everybody stop. So that's what a shofar is doing. Is there going to be a shofar blown in the city and people are not going to be scared? That's the way you do it. So you blow the shofar and because we're going to hide in his sukkah, remez l'sukkos. So that's all in the David. Also, a minute for the tzibur to say tilim. Mishnah Shinichas Elul ad Yom Kippurim, and when Elul goes until Yom Kippur, v'shekoysev adam igeres l'chaveiroi, when a person writes a letter to his friend, tzarich l'rames bo b'tchilasa v'soifei, and either in the beginning or the end, you need to write shumavakashalamavarchai that you want to give him a bracha. Right. So I once texted out. I actually spoke to a big Rav today about it. So when you text somebody, do you have to sign off to have a good year or an email? So he said, yeah, l'chayra, except in every text, it's like a conversation. So when you're done a conversation with somebody and you're probably not going to talk to him, so then you would say it. Right? But not in every little text.
I'm
I
surprised it's
mean, we
not
have
a
a.
tweet yet.
It was a tweet years ago. I think it might be a tweet. I'm not sure if I lined it up. I gotta ask
What?
Elio. Well, this part is not a tweet. Because, like, every time you have a conversation with somebody, you don't say, oh, how are you? Agutyar. And then he says, I'm doing okay. What can I do for you? Agutyar, right? We don't do that. Only at the end, when you're leaving, you say it. This was yesterday's text. To check in this month the tefillin mezuzos v'chol mitzvahs. And if you can go check into all your mitzvahs, then you should try and fix it to daven properly. Right, get tuned up for Yom Neroim. From the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, we have seven haftiras, which is called the Shiva D'Nechemta, which is seven haftiras about Nechama from Hashem, that there will be a geula eventually. Which is the standard Rosh Chodesh haftarah. The reason why it bounces the Shiva Nechamta is because it also has the Nechama Yerushalayim. That's the next one. So if you went with the wrong haftarah, if you remember after you made the bracha, then you say Hashemayim kisi, and you make a bracha. Then we don't do there because when Rosh Chodesh falls on a Sunday, we say haftarah from Machra Chodesh. That we don't do. She ain't bum and Nechamas Yerushalayim because there's nothing in there about the Nechamas Yerushalayim. Aniya Sayara. Okay, that Dalet is really only gay for those of us who are Gaboyim. Okay, everybody should have a fine night and a good Shabbos.
Thank
Surah
you.
Tos.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.